The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the peoples, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it had been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. I've shared Dorothy's sentiment more than a few times in my life. When I moved to Ecuador, despite a unique inability at first to speak Spanish. When I arrived at St. James's as a fresh young priest 3.5 years ago. And today, on this first day of 2017, we experience moments in life when we know that something new is unfolding. Sometimes it's scary, sometimes it's exciting. Almost always, these moments of newness are opportunities to walk in love as Christ loved us. St. Matthew offers us many depictions of such moments of newness. Today we remember that moment of the wise men or the magi, maybe magicians or probably astrologers from somewhere like Babylon or Persia or Arabia. These magi who travel a great distance to be with foreign people of a foreign religion to discover that which they seek deep within them. Now, we mistake the purpose for this story if we think it's mere fodder for a stewardship sermon, though please submit your pledge cards if you haven't already. We made it 9 hours and 53 minutes into the new year before that request. All right. No, the Magi do not travel over field and fountain, moor and mountain, to do what Amazon.com can wrap for an extra $3.99. The Magi's journey is one we all must take if we are to grow closer with Jesus and experience the life he gives. Jesus' journey in Matthew is important to understand because if we are to grasp the significance of the Magi's journey. Matthew's story, unlike Luke's, completely lacks shepherds and angels, at least in that birth narrative. Mary receives no revelation from the angel, and no child jumps in anyone's womb. Instead, Joseph learns who his unborn, illegitimate son is, in a dream. Not unlike Joseph of Old Testament and Technicolor Dreamcoat fame, who also saw visions in his dreams. And in further connection to Old Testament characters, Matthew seems intent on drawing connections between Jesus and Moses. For once Jesus is born, and after the Magi don't return to rat out the kid to Herod, Herod has all of the Israelite toddlers in Bethlehem killed. Now maybe this reminds you of when Moses was saved from Pharaoh's infanticide in Egypt, where, by the way, the Holy Family flees before once again returning to the promised land, just like Moses and the Israelites. To Matthew, Jesus is the new Moses. Now, if you're getting lost in all of this biblical nerdery, think about how the Magi felt. They probably had never read the Hebrew Scriptures, or at least they weren't that familiar with them. And I doubt they were too familiar with the expectations Jewish people had about their future. It isn't until Herod calls the chief priests and the scribes together to find out about the Scriptures that the Magi know where to look. Being astrologers, the star helps, but they need that little push from Scripture. Alan Culpepper points out that here, in this scene, is the meeting of two worldviews, Jewish and Gentile, devout and pagan. The seekers, he says, could not find the Christ without the guidance of those who had the Scriptures. But why did only one group of wise men go to Bethlehem? Why did the chief priests and the scribes, the religious leaders of the people, not go with the Magi? Had they ceased to take the promises of Scripture seriously? Or were they unwilling to journey with the foreign seekers? Matthew doesn't tell us, but we can seek to answer this question for ourselves. Are we willing to consider the presence of the Holy Spirit among people of other faiths, other cultures, other political beliefs, and to journey with them as we walk with Christ by following Jesus' example? I speak not of abandoning our Christian or even our Episcopal faith, but of accepting and embracing that which is foreign to us, in order that we might, like the Magi, offer our own unique gifts with others and our lives to Christ. Now today, 2,000 years after Jesus, Herod still lurks about. He stockpiles weapons. He uses brute force to maintain peace. Too many people yawn in complacency, lacking concern for Herod's continuing misdeeds. They're content to remain beneficiaries of business as usual. But a life in Christ is one freed from such complacency. A life in Christ is one very aware of Herod's nasty methods and motivated to circumvent him at every possible turn. Following the new Moses into a promised world that can be realized here at home when love abounds and freedom reigns. Like the chief priests and the scribes, we can look closely at our prayers and our traditions and our Scripture to see where God has always called humanity to move. And if we journey deeper there, we might discover that God has beckoned us to journey into foreign territory all along. Like the Magi, God shines a beacon for us to follow, an example in Christ Jesus. And sometimes, maybe always, it takes us to the unknown and the unfamiliar, out of Kansas. We so enjoy the comfort of the familiar. There's no place like home, after all. But perhaps it's time to encounter each other and our world as though we do so with new eyes. If we make this journey of the Magi in Christ's direction, we might just have epiphanies of our own that lead us not back to the place from which we came, but to a new kind of life in a new kind of promised world where God's dream is alive. Amen.